The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the sixth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And everyone in the crowd was trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the dominion of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is how our ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Now hear again the words of the first psalm. "Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on God's teaching day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season with leaves that do not wither." And again, from the prophet Jeremiah, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit." Now, it does seem a bit incongruous and maybe a bit comical to hear words about trees and green leaves that do not wither even in a drought and when the heat comes, as we are sitting here together in person and on Zoom during a winter storm. A spectacular winter storm, in fact. We've had snow and now rain, and I was looking at the weather report, and we may have thunder snow coming soon, even during this worship service. God is an awesome God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So it feels a little bit weird to be thinking about flourishing, fruit-bearing trees. And then again, it feels wholly appropriate today to hear this word of God teaching us about how trees stay green and bear fruit, how they are not afraid when the heat comes and they're not anxious in the year of drought. I think that not being afraid and not being anxious are the baseline goals that I've heard from nearly all of my family, friends, and colleagues in recent days. Amen? Not being afraid and not being anxious is a goal that we would like to achieve. There's a lot that we may be anxious about at this time. There may even be much to fear. And we are reminded this morning that this is not the first time that we, trees, have needed to practice resilience. This is not the first time in the history of the world that trees and people have needed to send their roots out deep and wide and far in order to be sustained for the reality of today. Remember that even this small faith community here at UniLu knows something about persisting and thriving during difficult times. When COVID was sweeping through this city and through the world, Unilu stepped up in creative ways. I wasn't here for that part of the story, but last week when we gathered online for worship during a different winter storm, I experienced just how much work has been done over the last 5 years. I got a taste of what you all did during COVID to care for one another and to continue worshiping and to continue being this community during that difficult season. To be honest, before 2020, online worship was something that I had never considered and certainly never desired for my pastoral ministry. And in fact, when I was in seminary, TV preachers were something that we talked about a lot and openly and intensely criticized. Nobody in seminary, in my seminary, wanted to be Joel Osteen. Well, maybe a couple of them did, but not all of us wanted to be a TV preacher. And yet here we are today. Here we are today, the church, in person and online, still together, even during a storm, a richer, further reaching, and more accessible community, exactly because we, along with other congregations, found ways to stretch out our roots and to find the water and to thrive during a pandemic and beyond. Now, hear those words again from Jeremiah. "Thou shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. That tree shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit." When I first moved to Jerusalem to serve as pastor there and assistant to the bishop, one of the most challenging parts of my job was helping the bishop to produce his sermons and statements. Now, most of the time, this was less about writing and more about translating his thoughts so they would be understood for an English-speaking Western audience. So I remember one day furiously typing as Bishop Yunnan dictated a sermon in his office. And he was talking about the concept of sumud, which from the Arabic roughly translates to steadfastness. Sumud, steadfastness. He was waxing poetic about the olive tree, which survives and thrives in the Middle East for hundreds, and sometimes some would say thousands of years. There are very, very old olive trees in the Middle East. And they thrive in spite of rocky soil, intense heat, periods of drought, not to mention war after war after war. Everything seems to work against the flourishing of these trees, and still they remain, and they grow, and they bear fruit. Still they remain, and we across the world get to enjoy beautiful earthy olives and velvety olive oil from that place. The bishop said, "This is what means sumud. We Palestinians are the same. We are like the olive trees. We are steadfasting." And I stopped typing. I said, that doesn't sound right. Bishop, I don't think we say it that way. We are steadfast, but we don't steadfast. It's not a verb. We're not steadfasting. And he said, no. We are steadfasting. We are doing the steadfasting. And so you can understand why my job was a little harder than it sounded, right? To try to make this make sense. And said, okay, so maybe we are standing fast. We're standing firm. We're standing our ground. How about that? Or maybe even to quote our brother Martin Luther, "Here I stand, I can do no other." Amen? Here I stand. And he said, "Well, kind of, that's what I mean." We were getting close. And in the end, I think that I used all of those phrases, and maybe I didn't get the exact feeling, because what I was understanding was that from his perspective as a Palestinian and as a Christian, my bishop wanted to impart the message that samud, steadfastness, was not a quality that was static. It was not something that just was. It was something that was an action. It was something that you do. In other words, the steadfastness of the olive tree, or of a Palestinian today, or of a Christian today, or dare I say as an American today, is not something that is just a given. It's not something that is just there in our DNA. It is a verb. It's something that we are being. We are being steadfast. And this is what we see, I think, and hear today in the scripture lessons. The psalmist describes trees that do not wither and which bear fruit in due season. Why? Not because they're just particularly strong trees, but because they have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful, but rather have been meditating on God's teaching. And so we are like those trees because we have been steadfasting. We have been steadfasting. The prophet Jeremiah echoes the same teaching, saying, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream." So again, these trees are steadfast because they are steadfasting. They trust in the Lord. They know their trust is the Lord. And very importantly, they are sending out those roots to the water. These trees that we're hearing about today are us. We, trees, are standing firm and we're bearing fruit because we are sending our roots out to the waters, to the streams. We thrive and survive and remain because our source of life is near. We thrive and survive and we remain steadfast only because our roots have stretched to the water. We have samud. I want you to remember that Arabic word, samud. We have samud because our roots are going deep and spreading far, and because we are intimately connected to the source of life, to God, the birther of the universe, our solid rock, the foundation upon which everything else is built. I've had so many conversations in recent days of people asking, what can we do? What can we do? I was at a GBIO meeting this week, and the whole two-hour meeting was, what are we going to do? I sit with my wife, and she says, what are we going to do, Carrie? What can we do? And I hope we keep asking that question. I hope we do. And also, all of these conversations need to start with, what are we doing now? What are we doing to connect ourselves to God, to the source of all things, to the source of life, the source of love? I'm grateful, therefore, for this day, for the words of the psalmist, for the words of the prophet Jeremiah, for the words of Jesus, who said, blessed are they who trust in the Lord. Blessed are they who trust. Because I am reminded that we cannot stand fast if we stand alone. We cannot stand fast if we stand alone. The steadfastness of the olive tree is wholly dependent upon the water, the source of life. And so it is with us. We need each other, and we need God. We need prayer. We need to sing. We need community. We need the stories of those who have struggled and survived and sung and who have borne fruit in the middle of the desert before us. We need to hear it again and again and again, how Jesus taught us to love one another and to love God. We need to hear again how Jesus loved us all the way to the cross. And that's why I'm grateful to be here today, that I was able to make it to church this morning in 7-ish inches of snow. Thank you, Casey, for driving. I'm grateful for the creativity and ingenuity that make it possible for those of us to gather online as well. Thanks be to God for you. I'm looking at you, Zoom people. I'm grateful because what we are doing today, in the midst of a winter storm, is the same thing that we're doing every day, right? When we go out into the world, we're steadfasting. We're standing fast. We're doing the things that keep us solid and sure. We're standing with and for our neighbors. We're seeking the source of life, who is the risen Lord, Jesus Christ. And therefore, we will not fear, and we will not be anxious. And like trees standing by the water, we shall not be moved. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.